He battled through that one, threw enough strikes, though, started to land his stuff a little bit more often. The fastball cutter, curveball mix, got a couple strikeouts looking with curveball, some swing and miss with the fastball. As the game went on, he made better pitches with two strikes. Yeah.
How about the bullpen?
Bullpen did a really nice job. They dominated all those at-bats. I mean, Lawrence came in, he looked really good. King, a couple punch-outs, did his job. You look at what Gio and Helsley did at the end there. That was we needed it. But that was a really, really nice job by the bullpen.
Helsley told me before the game that he wasn't opposed to going back-to-back. It just depended how his arm felt, you know, between outings.
That's exactly right. He went and played catch. He threw 11 pitches yesterday. It was super efficient. And he came in after batting practice, said he felt really good. And if we had the lead, he wanted the ball. And we had a one-run lead, gave him the ball.
How important is that communication with Helsley going forward, especially knowing what he's coming back from for injury, and how important he will be for you guys next year?
Yeah, we just have to remember, one, he stayed healthy all last year. This year, he missed a decent amount of time due to that. So there's a lot of communication, and we're in a position to finish the year where we want to make sure we keep him healthy. So can he go back-to-back? Obviously, he just did. But he has to be efficient the day before and feel good going into that second game. If not, then we give him a day rest, and we go back at it. But he felt really good after playing catch today, and he gave us the ninth.
Stubby Clapp told your infielders to keep the tag on guys that they often overslide the bag. You've gotten outs the last two nights. How big is something like that?
Yeah, those are the small details that we talk about, and credit to our guys for, one, being engaged and wanting those small details, because that was a big part of yesterday's game to get Bader off the base. With a three-run lead, it would have been second and third with one out. Instead, there's just a runner on third with two outs. And then today, being able to keep the tag on, changed that game. So, nice job by our middle guys.
Contreras drove in three more, hit another long ball, three games in a row. Can you just talk about the way he's feeling it right now?
Yeah, he's feeling really good, swinging the bat extremely well. I mean, he hit that head high all the way out. It was a missile. But he's doing a really nice job offensively.
What was your understanding of why that call was overturned at second
base? They didn't say exactly, but we challenged it due to his arm kind of going into Eddie's leg there, and they overturned it.